Eye on Careers.
In association with LeMoon.com. Jobs, courses, and all things career.
This is Eye on Careers, the career clinic, charting your next move.
Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we just heard the story of Hussam Hamed, the head of talent management for the Al Ain Zoo. Some really interesting points there, but one of my favorite points of the story was he was going to school and was, you know, obviously so broke he had to work at the same time waiting tables. And at a certain point, he ran out of money, couldn't afford his tuition. And instead of quitting, he just took, you know, that year out when he couldn't afford the tuition, kept saving up and went back and finished off that degree and became a chemical engineer. You know, that kind of tenacity. I think so many times in life, we're so caught up at running the race at the pace which other people are running it at. But that's not necessarily the pace you have to do it at. Just because it's a four-year degree, you don't have to do it in 4 years. There's Eric Thomas, one of my favorite motivational speakers. He said, you know, I may not be the smartest. I took 12 years to do a four-year degree, but you will not outwork me. You will not outwork me because I'm willing to grind it. And so many of us aren't willing to grind it, you know. He went on, just for those of you who don't know Eric Thomas's story, he was homeless and eventually decided to go back to school, took 12 years to do his undergrad four-year degree. Then he went and did his master's. Then he went and did his PhD, and now he's got, you know, published books and everything else. He's a self-made millionaire. You can check him out on YouTube. And, you know, that's an amazing story, but it took him a lot of time. It took, you know, over 15, 16, 17 years for him to pull himself out of that hole, but he never gave up, and eventually he got there. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how bad it is, as long as you never give up, you never quit, and you keep pushing forward, you eventually get there. And the world is so full of so many examples of people who have crossed that line just for the sole reason they didn't give up. But, you know, if you want to make it, one of the best things you can do is take advice from people who have made it. You know, so many times you're at a crossroads in life and you're asking advice from people who have never made anything. You know, if you're going to ask advice for someone, ask advice from people who've made a success of themselves. Do not ask advice from the middle of the pack of the herd or the laggards of the herd. You know, not a good idea, you know, to sit out at your favorite entertainment establishment asking people what you should do with your life. No, not the best option. What I suggest is ask a self-made billionaire. And that's what we provide you here on the show. Advice from a self-made billionaire. We're going to play this clip right now to give you a little bit of juice on your career path. And on top of it, if you can figure out who this is, you win a prize. So listen to this.
I've always thought that each person invented himself for whatever reasons, through whatever circumstance, through whatever he has gone through, that we are each a figment of our own imagination.
I love this quote. We are each a figment of our imagination. The strength that imagination plays in your self-concept, because at the end of the day, all you are is a thought. All you are is a thought. Your whole concept of self is nothing more than a thought. It dictates the way you act, the way people interact with you, the way you talk, it dictates everything, that sense of imagination. So, you know, some people have guests here just to save you from re-guessing the second one, the one that people have already guessed. So people said it's Tony Robbins. Knew Jack Welch, knew the dude, knew Steve Jobs, knew Richard Branson, knew a lot of no's there. If you want to put in a guess of who you think that is, it's please SMS us at 4001. That's 4001. So if you think you know who that was. And I think people always underestimate the strength of imagination. So many of my guests use a vision board, or they play, they do different things to keep their mind focused on the positive. Because at the end of the day, we all know that mind of yours is going to naturally drift to the negative. You need to work to keep yourself in that positive mental attitude. But someone who knows this more than anyone else is our next guest, Kabir Ali. Kabir Ali is a managing director here of the Qualtrend Group, and let's hear a little bit more about his background before we get started.
This is Eye on Careers. Executive CV.
Kabir Ali is the founder and group managing director of Qualtrend Group, which so far has 13 companies operating in Nigeria, the UAE, Singapore and Australia. Founded in 2003, the Qualtrend Group is a trade, investment and portfolio management company. Mr. Ali is a graduate of business administration and loves to do refresher courses within his scope of responsibilities. He has various certificates from prestigious universities across the world. At the end of the year, he will launch his own book entitled Business, Passion or Guts. Kabir is married with four daughters and in his spare time he loves playing golf and traveling. He has been to over 100 countries so far.
Well, Mr. Kabir, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
My pleasure.
And what really struck me when we were first chatting, you were saying, you're comfortable talking about your failures, and a lot of people aren't at all talking about their failures. And I think now that you're on the radio, you're like, did I say that?
Yeah.
You're looking at me. I'm not sure anymore.
To be honest with you, I've read a lot of books, for motivational factors, like from Steve Jobs, Donald Trump. And I realize a lot of those books, while they speak about a lot of successes, they fail to address, the failures. Donald has really said some failures, but I feel it goes beyond, just mentioning a few, because it's a constant failure with business. However, just like opportunities comes once in a while, as they say, it's a different perspective that I have.
So your perspective on business is it's just a constant failure.
Correct.
Okay. So if you're running your business, things are just constantly going wrong. Things are just never exactly where you planned it. It's a constant failure.
You got it right there, because if they do, if it's a constant success, then why do we need to really work or strategize or brainstorm?
So you'd be retired.
things go wrong most of the time, and because we're humans, we're bound to make mistakes, so constantly you need solutions.
So success as a concept of constant failure.
Correct.
Okay, so you've taken it to the next level. Normal people, the what I've heard before is it's failure is a stepping stone to success, or the seed of every success is a failure, but you're like, look, success is all about failure. It's a constant failure. So anybody out there should feel great if things aren't going well for them.
Yeah, things are going wrong and you stay focused, it's a good signal, because they will keep going wrong. However, your passion, for the business, focus, most importantly, and your ability to go through pain and persistence while the challenges come up, are critical.
The ability to go through pain and persistence.
Yeah.
What's the most painful thing you've ever gone through?
Well, two things to that. The first one, as a bachelor, going through working for an organization, I felt underutilized. There was no much challenge. So as an individual, I realized that I was losing my skills that I've gained over the years, all the studies I had in school. So it was never my place to work in an environment that had no constant challenge. The other part is the social part, my married life, balancing the...
Your married life is... I don't know if you want to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, his wife is here in the studio, so he's very brave.
I don't mean that in a bad way, but, to be honest with you...
my married life.
Yeah, because I keep telling my wife that while probably for her 85% of her life is about family, her husband, her kids, it's kind of different for me. I mean, I'm speaking honestly, for me it's the other way around. My business comes first. Without
you're
the business,
be in a big trouble by the end of the show. I mean, you've only been on for like 4 minutes, and you are like already.
Well, you know, the business is the lifeline of the family. You know, because if you don't earn anything, I mean, they won't be happy, right? And if they're not happy, you know, the bills must be sorted out.
I'm gonna have to get her. We're gonna see if we can get your wife on the show. See how that works out maybe after the break. But so you're basically saying, you know, no finance, no romance.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, the romance survives, you know, 6 months. If you're hard on that, then 12 months. Otherwise, you need finances to make sure that they get the necessary ingredients for a romantic life. You know?
Ah, a romantic life. Huh? Okay. So it's easier when you're staying at the, you know, the adults only 6-star resort with, you know, everything paid versus, hey, guess what, honey? We can't pay the bills.
Absolutely.
Let's go for a long walk and no dinner.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
you know, so, I mean, it's, I know I have a trip with her, you know, coming up soon to the Maldives. And you know, if, well, I want
so
that.
So you think you can say whatever you want? So you think you can just say whatever you want because you got this Maldives trip?
No, it gives you a soft landing, if I may. But it gives you soft landing.
Soft landing.
Yeah, but on the point, honestly, you know, the social life is a complicated one when it comes to your family, extended, not just the,
in your
you
case,
know.
I imagine it will be.
I think, Shane, you wanna have me on the stand here
to answer
some questions back home later, but on a serious footing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's also a department people overlook, but
yeah.
It's important.
I mean, well, I mean,
she's strong for me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, that's sweet. The thing is, I think what you're talking about is balance, right? And when
Correct.
You are running your own business, it's all hands on deck. It's 150% commitment or bankruptcy.
That's it. The last 6 months, we've been working on a new company. It's an automobile service company that will be launched in August. And, you know, on the plan, you know, when the head of finance and administration sent it to me, said, okay, put in your input. And then they had different options. And I removed all the options they had, like, you know, plan B, plan C. And then I wrote at the end, no contingency plan. That means we have to succeed. Because once you start making other plans, you think you have room, you know, to accommodate other things. But I feel if you really know what you're doing and you stay focused on it, no matter how long, just stay there.
I like the quote that says, I said to one of my friends, he said, you know, don't burn your bridges. And he said, you know, let the bridges I burn light my way.
I like that. That sounds, I mean, that's just it. You know, no contingency plan. Make sure that you get out of that, because assuming you get dropped in the forest, you think you have plans to, you know, you just have to find your way out. And that's what the business life is.
It's do or die.
Correct.
Like Tariq Ibn Zayed, when he led the Islamic conquest into Hispania, they were outnumbered, I think, 7 or 10 to 1. He said, you know, you have, and the first thing he did when they landed on the shore was burn their boats. And they said, you can either, you have your enemy in front of you, the sea behind you, you either conquer or perish. And is that the mentality that the entrepreneur needs to have, a Spartan attitude?
You got that on point. That's just it, you know. Straight ahead, no way back home. You have to win it.
You have to win it?
Yeah.
So this is Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group, giving it to you raw and direct like I have never heard it. And coming up, he's going to be sharing more of his secrets to success in just a minute. I can assure you, this is really one interview you don't want to miss. So, and that also assumes that he's going to survive the commercial break with his wife beside him. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, opening up here with a little Metallica for the story of Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group, a man who's truly raw on the mic. Kabir, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
Well, you know, I think you had so many good points there in the last segment. For those just joining us, Kabir talked quite frankly about the challenges of starting a business and managing a family life at the same time.
and the need of the entrepreneur to be 150% committed and focused, almost to the point where it's all or nothing, feast or famine, conquer or die. And I think you've been through that.
Yeah.
I think your first business actually failed.
Yeah, the first two actually did.
The first two?
Yeah. We tried, a software company. It failed because I was very subjective, on the selection of the talents at that time. And naturally, being a young person, you just want to, earn something quickly. And that's something, you grow over time, patience, because emotional intelligence is key in whatever you do. Now,
I was praying for patience. I said, God, give me patience and give them to me now.
we all have that in us. Some people, have the courage to say it, and some just try to keep it in-house and behave as if everything is okay. I'm okay with what I have. But that's what makes us humans, We aspire for different things.
So it was challenging on your personal life. And as you were talking about your wife, she was here, and we actually have convinced Kabir's wife, Munira, to come on the air and give us a little insight into what it's like being married to an entrepreneur who's living with the wind in his face. Munira, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
So what's it like? I mean, were there many nights where he just, he came home while you were asleep and went and left before you got up?
Well, he always does that, but I'm kind of used to it. Yeah. He doesn't sleep much because when he comes back home late, he still doesn't sleep. He goes on his computer doing this, doing that. Well, I'm sort of used to it, so I just sleep and leave me alone.
So basically, it's a very hectic lifestyle.
It is. But like I said, I got used to it. I think that's it.
And I gotta pay the bills. So
I'm used to it. I know his. I know he provides. what we need at home. So I know it's the business. So I'm really used to it.
But
so
early,
I don't
on,
have a problem with it.
You're okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it.
Yeah.
And so it's just a sacrifice you need to make.
It is.
What's your advice to any of the wives out there, or anyone who's married? It could be a husband as well, who's married to a entrepreneur who's working feverishly around the clock.
Well, my advice is patience. That's all I can say. Patience. If you're patient, at the end of the day, you'll enjoy what he or she has brought to the table.
Well, Munira, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a bit of insight.
Thank you.
I'm sure, feel free to jump in as we poke and prod Kabir here over the...
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Kabir, what is it, when you really look at people who make it and people who don't, what do you really think is a determining factor between them?
First of all, it's success between these two groups of people you're talking about is the main thing is some of them give up along the way, and that's when actually those who succeed take up, because the more people fail and give up, the more advantage those who succeed actually become. So as you fail, you get to learn from what's, led to that failure. Now, learning from your failure, people like saying, okay, it's a stepping stone, or you look back, but it gets beyond that. It's a lot of tests in terms of emotion, character, and your ability to still hold the waters with your talents. Talents here, your human capital. That's key, in terms of friends, in terms of employees. For me, I've noticed even in the office, a lot of my staff, when you don't give them enough responsibilities, they tend to feel they're not part of it. And we've made it a lifestyle in the company to ease, our rules. We're not very strict with our rules, such as, I'm sick, I'm not there. And that directly will say who fails and who succeeds. Now, for us, getting back to your question, I realize that those who succeed are having the same vision with where they're working. Otherwise, if you work in the, let's say I assume to let me take any position here in Dubai Eye, you know, in your station, and I'm not interested in media, no matter what you pay me or give me assignments, I will not achieve it. And you realize that there is no focus from that individual. So focus is key in success. For those who don't succeed, you realize they lack one component as well, focus.
So, and I think part of it is value, isn't it? Because for those people who really succeed in media, they feel media is the fourth estate of society, the role that media plays.
Correct.
In giving a voice to people and sending the right messages out. They're committed to that cause. And those who don't really don't see the value in the profession or the vocation.
You know, that defines whether you succeed in it or fail, because even if you're looking for an employment, don't just go for employment because you want to earn something. From that point that you decide, I want to earn only, not that I want to develop myself or want to work in a sector where I'm useful, then it's the big foundation, you know, of eminent failure, if I could use that. That would not lead to success, you know.
Well, we're having a bit of a competition here tonight on figure out, you know, one of the things we say is, you know, if you want to be successful, ask people who have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So getting advice from a self-made billionaire sometimes can be a good thing, especially if you want to be a billionaire or you want to make a little bit more money. The advice from the self-made billionaire can be helpful. And so we have a competition, so not only do you get the advice, but if you can guess who this is, you win a prize. And then I'd also just like to ask your take on the advice, whether it resonates with you or doesn't. Here's the quote, and for those listening, you can SMS us at 4001 if you think you know who this is. Wait a second here. Let me just try that one more time. It's failure. It's failure. So I wanted to, you know, give your theory some credence here. So that's why I did that on purpose. But here we go.
I've always thought that each person invented himself for whatever reasons, through whatever circumstance, through whatever he has gone through, that we are each a figment of our own imagination.
What do you think of that?
That is absolutely correct, Shane. You know, the focus when in quote here, when people say focus or hang in there, you should have persistence. It's actually, you know, believing in your dream and behaving in a certain manner that you want to be perceived. Remember, you know, there is a quote. I can't remember whether it was Einstein or someone, but probably you'll correct me. He said perception is greater than knowledge, you know, in the first instance. Now, which means...
What's that?
Perception.
Perception is
knowledge. Greater than knowledge.
It's greater than knowledge.
Yeah. In the context he meant was, if you perceive me in a certain manner because of the way I presented myself, you know, it speaks millions of words and has a lot of weight. Okay? Then before you know my CV, what I do and all that. So essentially, the way I behave, the way I want people to perceive me, the way I want Qualitron to be perceived around the world, and I keep thinking about that, really is what would lead to your success. So the more I think of Qualitron as, you know, a quality, you know, delivery company or service company, the more it takes that kind of shape. So it is, what he just said.
I love that quote. Perception is greater than knowledge. And it almost just makes, you know, another CEO I was talking to, he said, you know, reality is immaterial.
That's it. Honestly. Absolutely.
that's amazing, you know, and it almost seems like, you know, reality doesn't exist almost in the mind of the human being, you know, that we're living in this constant state of imagination, which, you know, goes back to Aristotle's allegory of the cave. And so if you play with this concept, you run with this concept, you can start to get in the game, basically.
Correct. Absolutely. You know, for me, I advise people around me that especially when they ask me, what is it that you do, really? How did you do this? And I tell them that, first of all, don't get yourself into what you cannot deliver. Make sure you have the capacity to deliver that. If you know you have the capacity to deliver that, then whatever, you know, a facade you put on the outside, that I'm this, I'm that, so long it's within your capacity, it's fine. You know, it's all branding. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you decide to do and brand yourself. The perception is key, you know, the way the world perceives you.
The power of brand. I mean, you can just see it when you look at Procter & Gamble or Unilever. When they release a product, you know, 1% or 2 or 3% of the cost, I don't know the exact number, but it's minuscule compared to the rest of the cost, is the actual invention, production of thing. And 90% is the marketing and branding and packaging and coloring and advertising and
correct.
Piece of it. Now, how come as an executive, you feel that you can go on LinkedIn and have some picture of yourself at some barbecue doing who knows what and throw that on as your LinkedIn thing, you know, and you're not putting any effort into your packaging. And you think that that is a success formula. I mean, you know, so you would say, you know, you have to pay attention to your results.
Correct.
But you have to also pay attention to your image.
It's critical. First of all, have the skills in-house. That's what I said, the capacity. And do anything possible to brand yourself the way you want to be perceived.
This is the story of Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group, and he's sharing his lessons learned on the road to the top, the times when he fell down and did a face plant in the ground only to pick himself up and rise up like a phoenix from the ashes and build a multi-million dollar organization. This is his story, his failures, his successes, and most interestingly, even his wife is here. Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. We are listening to the story of Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group, a entrepreneur at heart, mind, body, and soul. This man just kept throwing himself into the wind until he finally made it. And he's sharing his story with us now. Kabir, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
But Kabir, as you move forward, you know, do you have any North Star principles, mantras, things that really kind of help guide you through that moment of darkness when all the light has gone out and all around you is suffering and failure? People are losing their heads, but you plow forward. What is it? What are those philosophies that give you that strength to stride forward against the current?
To be honest with you, some of the things that constantly give me inspiration are from the books I read, you know, and I do not have a particular mantra. What I have, you know, just like I told you earlier on the phone, I have a book coming up, you know, Business, which is titled Passion or Guts. Now, it's all about, you know, staying focused. Persistence is key. So for me, is staying on the roadmap. Before you embark, my advice to anybody who wants to be, you know, a leading entrepreneur is have a roadmap. Draw it on a piece of paper, no matter how useless you think it is. Just put it there. You want to be a president or a sheikh, whatever. Draw it all the way up and then stay on it. Over the time, as you fail and stand up and go up onto the, you know, different levels of success, you would be able to, you know, repackage and reinvent yourself.
I like, you know, one of the key words I picked out of that was no matter how useless it is. And sometimes I think people are so waiting to make the perfect business plan or the perfect business or the
doesn't
perfect
exist.
Moment.
Yeah,
yeah. That they get caught up. And I said, do the reverse and say, make it the worst. Make it the most useless.
That,
you know, you write a paper, make it horrible. Just get it moving. Is
correct.
That the strategy?
That's, you know, we all are very funny in our own, you know, individual sense. So what you think might be useless today might be, you know, a $10 billion company in 10 years.
That's how Hewlett-Packard started, right?
It's
this garage thing.
Correct.
That's how Disney started. It was this garage thing.
Apple, you know. Google.
Garage thing. Garage thing.
Yeah.
It started in a garage, too. Harley Davidson. This is good in the garage.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Shane, as a company, Qualitrend one time was just an idea.
Was it in a garage?
Well, I'll tell you how I usually say it started, you know, with an idea. then got to the computer, and it was in, you know, before now, it used to be, or before these years, it used to be in the boot of my car, you know,
what
or the
was,
trunk.
What was in the boot?
You know, everything, the whole company.
You're driving around in Nigeria with stuff
Yeah,
in
with
boot.
My briefcase, with the laptop, you know, like 20 proposals, the failed ones, the, you know, reinvented. Or
you're doing conference calls inside your car.
Well,
have you ever done that? When I started my company, we were doing that. We were like jumping in the car in the parking lot, and we'd like do conference calls with the clients.
They didn't know we were doing it from our car.
We did a lot of that, like working from home, you know. So ours wasn't really in the garage, but it was at home.
The kitchen.
Yeah, in the room. You know, anywhere we could find to just, at the moment, to be able to speak with the client. Sometimes I have to tell them, just keep quiet. I'm talking to, you know, the MD of a certain company, you know. But that's how it is. And to be honest, I don't know any other person who would say otherwise. Not unless you got everything started officially. But even at that, because we are experiencing it now, we are successful in code, even the new companies we're starting, we have challenges. So really, and we failed in some instances. So, but we've not given up.
So it's about starting small. It's not about having this big plan and this investment capital. Just start small.
Yeah.
Do something small and get it moving.
Yeah. Humble beginnings.
You know, you remind me of Derek Sivers. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy.
No.
He's amazing. He basically started a company called CD Baby, and it was the largest online independent music seller in the world, with a gross revenue of over $100 million US.
Wow, great.
And it started because nobody wanted to buy this guy's CD. So he went online and he said, buy my CD. So it literally started with one like little website where the guy literally sold his little indie song. And I don't know, probably his mom bought it off. Mm-hmm. I don't know who was the first customer. But it was very, and then his buddy said, hey, sell my CD. And then his buddy's buddy said, hey, sell my CD. Literally all these independent guys had nowhere to sell their CDs and just went there, took off.
Yeah.
The guy sells the company for $22 million. You know what he does? Creates a trust and gives all the money away to charity to help underprivileged children learn music. Amazing guy.
Excellent. That's really good. I mean, I look forward to doing something, you know, that will leave a good legacy as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and that's one of the amazing things about being in this part of the world. There's the opportunity to make an impact is so huge, you know.
Absolutely. This the UAE is strategically, you know, located, you know, on Earth. And it's like the best place to be honest with you, because of the huge advantages of, you know, staying here and doing your businesses. You don't have to travel that much. You know, the flying hours can be cut down just by living here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. There's a new study here that I have from LinkedIn. And they are basic. They have 300 million users on LinkedIn. And they can track movement, because when you get a new job, you post it on LinkedIn. And they have said that basically the UAE has emerged as one of the leading, of top 20 nations, and the leader in terms of attracting talent on a global scale. So in their top 20 now, that people are migrating here as talent. So they had, you know, some of the majority, and they had more talent inflows than Canada, Brazil, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, India, Singapore, Australia, and obviously many, many more.
Oh.
So that's just a testament to your point that this is a good place to be.
It is a good place to be, you know, and you learn a lot with the number of nationalities that all live here. So it also tells you something about leadership right here in the UAE.
Yeah. When I was listening to your story, though, you know, and you said you don't have any mantras or anything like that, but when you look at what you're saying, it's, and especially when you use a phrase like success is a constant failure,
mm-hmm.
that to me is really saying that the emphasis on being tactically strong and executionally strong, on being able to be on the battleground and to be moving forward and reacting to what's happening, versus having this pristine strategy that we're going to put together and we're going to implement, you know, that it's really tactics over strategy in your position.
Yeah, you're right. You know, why I avoided mantra was, you know, I've had an instance where I lectured, and then people were asking me, okay, mantras, how to write a vision. And I said, just be normal, because I do not want people to you know, constantly think, okay, I need, oh, okay, let me think about my mantra. I do not want people to concentrate on that, because it has to come from you, what you want to achieve or be in life, you know. So that's why I avoid it. I technically try to avoid that, but yeah, that's it.
So here's one of my favorite, here's an interesting quote. I think it ties into what you're saying.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
So that's about being formless, and here, you know, and having that flexibility where you're saying, you know, if you have these mantras or principles, makes you too rigid. And
correct.
In an environment now in the 21st century where change is the only constant, is agility really one of your competitive advantages?
It is, actually, and it's key to anyone. And you don't achieve this overnight. First of all, you need the courage to come naturally, you know, and for you to get this level of persistence, you need to be able to lead people very well, you know. And one of my key things, if I would say, is attending different courses that affects different, you know, departments in the organization. I go for audit courses. I'd go for marketing, I'd go for accounting, just to give me leverage when I'm arguing with my accountant or arguing with the auditor or arguing, you know. So you need to understand how the organization functions.
This is a story of Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group. He's going to be talking about next what his secret to success is, what he looks for in the people when he's hiring them, what the key traits of a successful person are, and his final advice for anybody who wants to rise up. So keep listening, because this is one show you don't want to miss. Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we are here listening to the story of Kabir Ali, Group Managing Director of Qualitrend Group. Kabir, welcome back.
Thank you, Shane.
I love some of your concepts. You know, success is constant failure. That's what success is. And that was one of the things you said. The other ones you said is, you know, don't get all these mantras and principles. Just be normal. You know, just be,
yeah.
You know, just be
natural.
You.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's so often that people try to follow someone else's career trend, you know, or career path. Mm. And you gotta get to your root of your own DNA. Is that part of it?
That is it. Because if, for example, today or, you know, next week you get to, head Qualitrend, for example. The company, no matter how you try to stay focused on its, you know, vision, ethos, it will take, you know, your characteristics as an individual. So you need to know what you want and be natural about it. Otherwise, if you try to, let's say, you know, you have a mentor, you want to be like him, you'll try to replicate something that would not just work, you know, because you have your own vision, what you will tolerate, and it's key.
And the world's so much different, and you know. And I think then one of the other things you were mentioning was perception is greater than knowledge.
Correct.
And I think one of our listeners wrote in and said, imagination is greater than knowledge as well. And, you know, and I think they're both very, you know, they're very related. You know, imagination, perception. These are basically. Yeah. Subjective concepts that live in your mind only, right?
Correct. He's right too. Imagination is greater knowledge, but we're saying about the same thing. Basically, you need to stay in there, you know, have your own idea. That's what we're talking about, and brand yourself the right way.
So nobody comes on our show without being asked the secret, you know, the major question, which is, what's the secret to your success?
Eye on Careers now reveals the secrets to success.
Kabir, what's the secret to your success?
is that something I should say on the air? I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I know. I wanted to see your face. Well, the truth is, the secret to my own success is persistence. I do believe in my idea, and I will not sell anything. The whole world is too small for me to give up my idea. So I stay focused on my idea. That's it.
Eye on Careers.
In association with LeMoon.com. Jobs, courses, and all things career.
Persistence and focus and just keeping on it. I mean, you know, these are really the, I think people always expect some panacea or some silver bullet or something like that, that's going to give them some edge. And it's really the writing's on the wall. It's that, those simple elements. But what do? You know, people can't find focus. You know, so you have a lot of people that are saying, I know I should be focused, but I just don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I'm interested in. You know, what can these people do to get more focused?
Okay. First of all, you need to be in the right place, the right friends. For me, if I could share, you know, getting back to what you asked me earlier, if you can merge your lifestyle with business, it's key. Because as an entrepreneur, it's difficult to split the two. So for me, for example, I play golf. And, you know, my leisure really is my business, kind of, because everyone is there. So I enjoy it. I love golf, and the business community is also there. So my advice to anyone in business is be in the right place. So if you can afford to be with, let's assume you're into automobile, and you know where they have tea or something. Even you can afford to go and have tea in that kind of environment to network with these people, then you should, because you need to be in the right place at the right time.
I mean, and what you're talking about is how contagious our attitudes, our ideas, our concept of self is. And I think one of the most exciting or interesting, I don't know if it's exciting, but it's interesting, examples of this is the feral child. You know, and a feral child is a child that's been raised by animals or has been left in the wild. And there's examples, you can go check this out on the internet, that, you know, if a child at a young age of 1 year old or whatever is left with dogs, and you come back and visit that child by the age of 13 or 14, it doesn't figure out that as a human, it actually thinks it's a dog, it's barking, it's running around on all fours.
Absolutely, that's it. You know,
and so much of our life we spend hanging out with these dogs, and we're wondering why we're barking and chasing our own tails and not getting successful. You know, you can't soar like an eagle when you're hanging out with turkeys.
That is a direct replica of business. You want to be successful, yet you every day, you know, you're with a, you know, I don't want to use the wrong word, but
then, don't do that.
You know, but you know, but
show,
you're in the wrong.
I appreciate that, Kabir.
Yeah,
because we don't really know what's going to come out of your mouth next.
Because I'm honest, you know. So you know, you need to be with the right people, those who have, you know, achieved a lot in their life and are willing to share ideas with you. So being in the right place is key.
That being in the right place is key. And you know, the simplest example, if I yawn right now, or if I yawn in a room of 10 people, the statistical probability of at least 3 more people yawning is like 99%.
Absolutely.
That's how contagious our thoughts are. So you would say go get that membership to the expensive golf club, get into these executive circles, do what you need to do to be around the winners.
That is absolutely correct. And they should not see it as expensive. They should look at the value that that would bring to them.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I was just hanging out with Fadi Malas, who's the founder of Just Falafel. Mm-hmm. And this guy, I mean, what he's done with Just Falafel is amazing, right? This thing is just taking off. I think he's opening like 168 restaurants in the U.S. right now. And you talk to him and you're like, well, maybe I should franchise my business. You know, Fatty, can you franchise this? Fatty's like, yes, we can. I'm like, you know, and it's like just getting that those thoughts, right?
Yeah.
People see, I heard one person say that a thought, it's not generated in your mind. It's like a virus. It needs a host. It's like a germ. Uh-huh. It needs the right environment to gestate. It needs the right host and the right environment.
That's true, you know, and the thoughts usually get beyond just thinking about them constantly. But your ability to visualize distance and feel as if they really exist right, you know, within your environment is key. That's how you succeed step by step. You know, it goes off, but because you have the visuals of, let's say, a building, how it should look, the way people will perceive it, X, Y, Z, it's critical for any businessman to be able to do that.
The problem is, though, don't you think that a lot of people, we don't have the courage to change our environment. We know that the environment we're in is toxic. We know that the people we're hanging around with, you know, are so negative that I like what Les Brown says. They're so negative they could go into a dark room and develop. You know, but we don't have the courage to cut them out of our lives. We don't have the courage to make those tough decisions. We don't have the courage to pack up and say, I'm moving because this is not the right, I'm going to quit my job. This is not the right environment for me. Is it courage the issue?
Well, you see, right there is the difference between, you know, a successful entrepreneur and someone heading for a nosedive. The successful ones would have overcome all these things you mentioned, and they, you know, focused on saying it must happen. So I'll drop the friends. I'll manage them. Your ability to manage those relationships actually makes you different, because your social life is also important. I have a lot of social friends, girls, boys. I go to clubs sometimes, not because I want to, but just because I have to maintain. Don't look at my wife right now. Just because I have to maintain.
It's business. He has to go to the club. It's business.
And also, you know, you need a healthy relationship with some of these networks. So, you know, the ability to manage all this makes you a critical entrepreneur.
Right. You knew, I don't know if you know Ahmed bin Sulaym, who's the chairman of DMCC, basically the multi-commodities exchange. These guys went from trading like, I think, $5 or $7 billion in gold in 2002 and 2003 to over $70 billion in gold today. He, to this day, he just cuts people off on his phone. As soon as he identifies them, in his own words, as idiots, he just gets rid of them, right? And so your advice, you know, for anyone listening out there, Kabir has said it, anyone negative, you got to cut them out of your life right now.
Absolutely.
Cut them out.
That's
delete
it.
Them.
It won't work.
Block
with them.
Block them. No, what? Sorry, Ahmed doesn't block them. He doesn't delete them. He blocks them so that they can get through.
Yeah, you know, your time is critical. And at a point, I hardly answer my phones. You'll get me through emails because it's easier. People want results right now. Hello, where are you? Okay, can we do? You know, you need time to strategize on most things. So people rush into them. They will give you a phone call. I'm here. Can we do this? XYZ. So, you know, you need to cut them off.
Could cut them off. Well, Kabir, really, I think we could do like another 5 hours with you. It's been really fun. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you have such courage to say, hey, this is where I dropped the ball. This is where I failed. This is where I lost money. This is where this business basically went bankrupt or whatever. That's all. I mean, I think that was a lot of key learnings there.
I appreciate the invitation as well, Shane.
For anyone just joining us, you can catch the podcast on this on our website at DubaiEye103.8.com, and just click on the show and then on the podcast session, or you can click on the on-demand tab. But again, thanks a lot, Kabir. Hopefully we can have you out soon.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Eye on Careers. Again, the $1 billion competition was won by two people, and the answer was David Geffen, self-made billionaire and media mogul, founder of a few radio stations, but most famously known for his role in the founding of DreamWorks. That's it for this episode of Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, wishing you luck in chasing your dream.